In a windowless basement classroom at Sonoma State University, students taking an advanced computer science class took turns presenting their final projects last week, demonstrating the viruses and other destructive bits of computer code they had created. They were part of the school's first-ever course on malware, or malicious software, a class that is not taught at any other college or university in the country. This one is taught and championed by Professor George Ledeen.
The idea that only the bad guys know how to do it is, to me, a travesty. You know, the ethical people should know about disease and problems.
And that's exactly what this course was intended to do, adds John Sullins, an associate professor of philosophy who also teaches ethics to computer science students.
This was a really fascinating example of Sonoma State moving into territory that other universities were afraid to enter. The study of viruses and malware is approached in too trepidatious a way by many computer science departments, and it's really important for those of us who are trained ethical thinkers to know the tools that are being used against individuals and corporations that have to deal and fight with these things every day.
Classes in computer security are fairly common. One was a prerequisite for the malware course, but Ledeen says his class was unique in giving the students hands-on experience, not just abstract theory.
The students have, first of all, seen the code of viruses and worms, something that computer professionals typically have never seen. This is equivalent to a physician or a nurse or any health practitioner never actually seeing anything microscopic.
Putting that firsthand knowledge to work, one student demonstrated a cookie monster, a superficially amusing dialogue box that randomly wipes out key parts of the operating system of the computer it infects. Another project would hijack control of the user's mouse, while a third example of malign code began to constantly replicate itself until all available memory was consumed and the machine could no longer function. All these were demonstrated, Ledeen noted, on computers that had the standard commercial antiviral applications installed and operating.
If my students, who are beginners in this business, can slip by all of the antiviral companies, then you can imagine what the Chinese and others are doing. Why is it that we aren't more proactive? The Chinese and others are training in cyber war. One of these days, the internet will go dark and communications will all cease, and then we will wake up. I don't wish it. I don't want it. I'm just saying it's absurd not to have any preparation.
John Aycock, a professor at the University of Calgary, teaches the only other such class offered in North America. He was on hand to observe the SSU student presentations and says these classes are badly needed to train specialists to combat the expanding number of cyber threats in the world.
The thing we've been worrying about more in the research I've been doing than the teaching is just the scale of some of these attacks. So if you consider a bunch of bad guys who have 100,000 computers at their disposal, which they've stolen access to, what are they going to do with it? Who knows?
That's one more reason George Ledeen is hoping to be able to offer another section of the malware course at Sonoma State next year. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.